passages. There are all kinds of passages in parenting. Some of them are general to most everyone. Child's first day in kindergarten where he gets on a bus and mom cries. Or when he learns to walk. Walk and talk so you can tell him to sit down and be quiet. Passages of driving, driver's license. Passages of marriage, job, grandkids. Passages. Now, there are individual passages that have a bit of cultural sharing involved. One of these is the passage, the day, when it comes, that your child can answer the phone. Now, there are a couple of clashing realities to this passage. One is, this is going to come as a shocker to most of us, and I'm going to include me in this. Few people think our kid is as cute as we do. We may love, for example, when someone comes to the house and we say, "Where's your nose? Okay, we're nice. Where's your pancreatic duct? Where's the gluteus maximus? No, yours, not mommy's. Okay, no, yours." We think that's cute. And most of the time, the grandparents think it's cute, and there's a select close circle of friends and relatives that might think it's cute, but by and large, the world doesn't generally think our kids are as absolutely adorable, universally appealing as we do, and that's okay. That's the way it should be as parents. So when we teach them to answer the phone, by and large, they're not very good at it. Some folks have called my cell phone. What do they get? They get a voice that says, "Hello, Dr. A's cell phone, how may I help you?" Which is my just-turned 11-year-old daughter, Liz. She's been doing it since she was 9. Why? I don't care. The oldest 5 kids we did not allow to answer the phone until they were in their 20s. The youngest ones, I don't know where the phone is. And besides that, if I call home and my wife answers, my first question is, "Where's Liz? Is she in Montana somewhere?" We live in Ohio. But the worst part of the passage of children answering phones is the little ones. "No? Hello, honey. May I speak to your mom, please?" "No? Yeah, is your mommy there?" "Uh-huh. Good. Can you get her?" "Who's this?" Hi, this is Ray. Ray, your mommy's friend. Can you get your mommy for me? It's real important. Can you get your mommy?" "Mommy's here." I know she's there, honey. You've told me that 3 times already. "Can you get your mom? Please? I'll pay you. Do you take checks? Here, I'll give you my credit card number over the phone. Get your mom." "Who are you? This Tiffany." "I know, honey. I know it's Tiffany. I would recognize that voice anywhere, especially on the phone. Can I talk to your mom, please? I've got 4 minutes left on my cell phone battery. Can I talk to your mom?" Talk mommy? Okay, talk mommy. "Can you get her, please?" Now, see, I'm slipping into a state that I'm going to have to confess the next time I go to confession. Then I say things like, I'll give you 20 fudgesicles. If you go get your mom, 20 fudgesicles. If you get your mom, tell your mom that she just won $1 million in the publisher's clearinghouse, and if she doesn't get to the phone in 12 seconds, she loses it. Now, I know there ain't no way this kid is going to be able to convey that message, but I'm just fantasizing that somehow, some way, mom will realize maybe it's not quite time yet. Or sometimes you get the kids who make answering machines. Parents will have the kids be the voice of the recorder. Now, if you do this when the kid is young, you have to script them. And you hear it in the background. Say hello. Hello! Say, you've reached the Millers. You're the Millers. No, you've reached the Millers. You reach your Miller's house. Okay, tell them we're not here. Say we're not here right now. We're not here for now. Good, honey. Tell them we'll call them. Can you call? No, we'll call them. We'll call them. And by this time, on the other end, pretty much the only message you're going to hear is now, sometimes the kids can do it without a script. They do it on their own. And then it sounds like this. Hi, UV Smiles House, and Mr. Finn, and David, and Mrs., and Jennifer. And you can call and sit with us to the side of our house and say bye. Okay, bye. I'm on the other guy. What? I don't know what she said. I need a translator. You know what I usually just do before I hang up? I usually just leave a message. Where's your eyes? Where's your nose? Show me your metacarpals. Come on. Where's your metacarpals? That's it. Descending. Where's your descending colon? Okay. Good. Your bile duct. This is Dr. Ray. I'll call back.